You're listening to Smile 90.4 FM. This is the home of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. And today we have the return of the Bearded Wonder. Ladies and gentlemen, it's TNS Janssen van Rensburg. And it's time for Tech Talk with TNS. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
It's lovely to see you in person. Today we're talking about a combo deal, a bit of a collabo, as the young ones would say. It's Oakley, which are known for sunglasses, and Meta, which are known for Facebook.
Correct.
And WhatsApp. And
the whole stable.
Yeah, all of those things.
And they obviously own Oculus.
I see how it's coming
so
together.
So that's kind of how these products came about. So Meta and Oakley have released their own smart glasses, which is kind of similar to the Ray-Bans that Meta did a couple of years ago.
Yes.
These are a bit more premium. They're kind of focused on athletes and people that are going to be active and that, you know, need to use these glasses more often than, you know, just walking around with a normal pair of sunglasses.
Is it the same premise where, you know, you could sort of have pop-up windows from things that you're passing by, or is it, what would be the usage of these?
Yeah,
things?
It's not quite at that level. So it's not something like, you know, AR goggles or what Google Glass did a while back. It's normal sunglasses, so there aren't screens within them.
Right.
But it does have a PCB, it's got quite a big battery on it, and it's got a camera on it.
Okay.
So the idea behind it is that pair it to your phone. I mean, you can listen to music and take phone calls and all these kind of things. Nothing is in ear, so it uses kind of speakers in the stems of your glasses, and then it's got, you know, an array of microphones around them so that you can obviously reply in phone calls and so on. So it's a, kind of like a smart accessory device.
Yeah, so basically everything that your smart watch could do, but within a pair of sunglasses.
Pretty much. And then obviously it has the camera, so you can record up to 3K video, which is a massive, massive improvement from what we've seen in these devices in the past. And can last up to 48 hours on one charge. So if you want to go, you know, on a run, record your run, you can do that the entire way. It also has AI in it, so you can kind of talk to it like you would to AI on your phone, and it'll respond in the same way. And it can be standalone from your phone as well. It doesn't need to be always connected, and it's got some functionality there as well, especially with a camera and so on. So yeah, it's an interesting product category that is starting to find its legs now.
I kind of like it though. It sounds like it can be useful.
Yeah, definitely. It looks obviously a little bit strange because it's got this little circular notch on the one side. That's obviously where the camera is.
Yeah, but amazing to think that they could fit in a battery in a pair of sunglasses and not make it look like absolutely ridiculous. Because I mean, for something to be able to last for 48 hours, it's got to be quite substantial. And yet they've made it to fit into sunglasses.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a relatively effective battery as well. Essentially, all of the mechanisms, the control boards, the speakers, and the batteries are in the two stems of the device, and all of that is connected, you know, through the front of your glasses. So a lot of interesting engineering has gone into it, but it'll be very interesting to see if this is kind of the next push in this product category, because I think we'll see a lot more of these devices coming out if it's successful.
Hopefully we'll see a drop out here in South Africa.
Yeah, so we did see the Ray-Bans. They didn't do very well in South Africa. I think they were priced completely incorrectly. They were way too expensive. But the Oakleys, for example, are water resistant as well, which, you know, obviously for runners and people doing workouts and all those kind of things, it's very useful. And it's, I would say, a little bit more stylish, as Oakley would want it to be.
Sure. Well, we'll keep an eye on that and see if we can maybe get one in the hands, and then we can give you a bit of a test.
100%.
I'm not going to be doing any running, but we can definitely test it out. We'll catch up with TNS again next week for Tech Talk with TNS right here on Smile 90.4 FM.